1, 2, 3, let's go!
Welcome to my weekly podcast where I tell you things that are happening in the world right now, things that might happen, or I just share my random thoughts with you. Today I want to talk to you about genetically modified foods. I noticed a long time ago that we people don't necessarily have a positive image of GM foods. Words like unnatural, unhealthy, and harmful are very often associated with genetically modified food. But to what extent is that true? That is what I would like to clarify with you today. To do so, I will first define the most important terms so that you can understand the following better. So let's start. Genetically modified organisms, GMOs, can be defined as organisms, for example, plants, animals, or microorganisms, in which a genetic material, the DNA, has been altered in a way that does not occur naturally. The technology is often called modern biotechnology or genetic engineering. It allows selected individual genes to be transferred from an organism into another, also between non-related species. Foods produced from or using GM organisms are often referred to as GM foods. But why do we even produce GM foods? It is developed and marketed because there's some perceived advantage either to the producer or consumer of these foods. For example, product with a lower price, greater benefit in terms of durability or nutritional value. So, a better overall quality and taste. Through the modification of foods, the flavors can be enhanced. Peppers can become spicier or sweeter. Then there is more resistance to disease. Plants and animals that have been genetically modified can become more resistant to the unexpected problems of disease. Think of it as a vaccine for the plant or that animal, except that the vaccine is encoded into the genetics instead of a shot given to the immune system. In fact, GMO crops even have been modified with genes that help them survive stressful conditions such as droughts and so on, resulting in a higher yield for farmers. And as I've mentioned before, more nutrition benefits. GMO foods can have vitamins and minerals added to them through genetic modifications to provide greater benefits to those who eat them. This is especially common in developing countries that don't always have the access to needed resources. Therefore, it's helping with food shortage in some countries. It all sounds great, so why is genetically modified food being criticized so much and what are we afraid of? So, as I said, most people think it's unnatural because it's done in a lab and not in the traditional way. And that makes some people worry because they think that anything made in an unnatural way just can't be good for your health. For example, there is some concern that GMO foods may trigger an allergic reaction. A study from the mid-90s found that adding a protein from Brazil nuts to GMO soybeans could trigger an allergic reaction in people sensitive to, surprise, Brazil nuts. However, after scientists discovered this, they quickly abandoned this GM food. The effects on the environment is also an issue, because certain genetic modifications of food crops may be able to spread to wild plants via cross-pollination, introducing man-made character traits into the nature. An example for that would be the National Public Radio report in 2010 disclosed that canola plants in North Dakota, which are grown for canola oil, have been genetically modified to withstand the effects of herbicides. Those new genes have now been found in wild canola plants, making it difficult to control their growth. Genetically modified plants grown on farms are given traits that will make them resistant to the effects of herbicides, pesticides, and drought. If and when these plants cross-pollinate with wild plants, the same traits may then be introduced to wild plants, for example, wheats. Therefore, there is also the fear of the reduction of the spectrum of other plants and, with it, the loss of biodiversity. Biodiversity refers to the variety of life forms in a particular region or on the Earth as a whole. So maintaining biodiversity is extremely important since every living thing plays a role in the circle of life we currently enjoy. So the question of whether genetically modified foods are good for us and the environment needs obviously more research. Even though GMOs have been around since 1994, it is still a very fresh and new technology that needs to be tested for its advantages and disadvantages in the future. Then we will be able to say how harmful it actually is. So for now, everyone must clarify for themselves whether they want to eat genetically modified food or not. But which foods contain genetically modified organisms? I've picked out a few GM foods for you that you might consume in your daily life. For example, some breads and other baked goods are genetically modified. They often contain so-called flour treatment substances. Ascorbic acid and cysteine ensure that the bread do not collapse. And these cysteines and ascorbic acids are actually produced with the help of genetically modified microorganisms. Then another example would be crisps. Yes, even if it's hard to handle, but crisps contain frying oil, soy oil, glutamate, yeast extract, and other flavor enhancers. They are also often created with the help of genetic engineering. And surprise, meat can also be genetically modified. Besides the effects of genetically modified animal feed, meat and sausage also contain ingredients such as genetically modified ascorbic acid, which I mentioned before. This maintains the color of the meat. So, what do we learn from this? Inform yourself properly about the food you eat every day. Even though it hasn't been proven yet that GMOs are bad for us, you still should pay attention to what other stuff is in your food. And with this, I'll end my podcast. Thank you for listening, and see you next week when I'll again take a closer look at an interesting topic together with you.